Hello, peaceful viewers, and welcome to our heartwarming series, featuring herbivore heroes on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. The more we are around animals, those living in the wild as well as those we adopt to be our lifelong companions, the more we come to realize how intelligent they are, how unconditionally loving, giving, forgiving, and compassionate they are, sometimes even more so than ourselves. Today, we will share with you a few uplifting stories about some incredibly heroic birds. Here is a wonderful story of a caring bird who saw an urgent situation and used his great intelligence to save a child's life. Hannah, a 2-year-old toddler, developed a close friendship with a Quaker parrot named Willie, who is her babysitter Megan's beloved animal companion. This relationship proved itself one day when Hannah was being looked after by Megan. After she had momentarily left the room, Megan suddenly heard Willie loudly flapping his wings and squawking repeatedly, "Mama! Baby!" This was something he had never said before. Alerted, Megan came rushing back to find Hannah turning blue. She had choked on something she was eating. Megan quickly did the Heimlich maneuver and was able to save little Hannah's life. For his intelligence, loyalty, and friendship, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Willie in December 2008 with the Shining World Hero Award and $200 for nuts and vegan treats. A letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai that Megan wrote on Willie's behalf read,
"Thank you, Supreme Master. I appreciate all the wonderful gifts you gave me. I was simply doing what any watchful best friend would do. I knew that Mommy would understand that my best friend Hannah was in great trouble. Mommy hung your letter right above my favorite perch."
Willie was also granted the Animal Lifesaver Award by the U.S. Red Cross's Denver chapter, making him the first bird to receive the recognition. In describing her loving relationship with her animal companion, Megan wrote,
"Willie means so much to me, and I would be lost without his unconditional love. He has always been my hero, as he got me out of a very depressed time in my life."
When animals are recognized for something very special like Willie did, we are reminded of how precious co-inhabitants really are. We are most grateful to Willie for showing us the noble spirit of our many animal friends. Mr. Brian Molyneux, a 72-year-old porter in Chelmsford, Essex, UK, loves and praises his cockatiel companion for saving his life. One morning, Mr. Molyneux collapsed from a stroke on the living room floor of his home. Budgie, his faithful 17-year-old feathered friend, began to make a lot of noise. He made such a racket, quite unusual for this free-flying housebird, that it woke up Mrs. Molyneux, who was sleeping upstairs. Going to see what the matter was, she found her husband lying on the floor and immediately called for an ambulance. The ambulance service people praised Budgie for sounding the alarm so quickly, because with stroke patients, the sooner they are treated, the better their recovery rate. Mr. Molyneux, after spending a few days in the hospital, made a good recovery, thanks to the wise and quick-thinking actions of his cherished cockatiel companion, Budgie. Diane Miksch, a certified accountant from St. Pete Beach, Florida, USA, walked into a shop one day and a cockatoo flew onto her shoulder and refused to climb off. She took her home and named her Baby. Like her own child, Diane developed a close relationship with the bird and taught her to do many things. She even took this wonderful friend with her to the office every day. Baby was equally clever as she was loving. If you put a quarter on her wing, she would flip it up and catch it with her beak. When Diane had her first child, Dylan, Baby would sleep near the crib to watch over him, and when he cried, Baby would fly down to his side to comfort and keep him company. Once when Diane was busy doing corporate tax returns, she rented an office space in a nearby shopping center. At that time, they were doing some renovations and pulling up the carpet on the walkway. The hired renovation company used diesel fuel to remove the glue from around the carpet. One day, Diane went to the office space with baby and worked until 3 a.m. The next day, she returned to the office with her cockatoo companion, and the bird started to vomit. After being examined by a veterinarian, the x-ray showed that her lungs were slowly deteriorating, as if something was eating away at them. Baby sadly passed away the following day. At first, Diane did not think that Baby's death was the result of breathing the toxic diesel fuel fumes, until some of her clients started to complain about the headaches, and four people, including her 17-month-old son, were treated for exposure to the poisonous fumes. After investigation, the local county's sheriff's office told Diane that Baby's departure was like a warning for everyone else to avoid the noxious diesel fuel fumes before even more people became ill from them. Baby, the martyr cockatoo, was declared a hero. Peanut, the Cornwall family's Amazon parrot, likes to imitate sounds. After watching a movie together and falling asleep in the living room, Mr. Conwell and his 9-year-old son were awakened very early the next morning at 3 a.m. to Peanut squawking an imitation of the fire alarm noise. Seeing the fire, Mr. Conwell and his son escaped to safety with their hero parrot just before their home was destroyed. Now, let's meet Charlie, an exotic 5-year-old Amazon green parrot companion of Jeff Blunt. One day, the bird was flying freely in the house when Jeff collapsed with a heart attack. Seeing this, Charlie landed on the phone, knocked off the receiver, and pushed the redial button with his beak. John, Jeff's friend, recognized the phone number and could hear him moaning in pain in the background. He immediately called an ambulance and, with a spare key to Jeff's home, entered to find him holding his chest. Their paramedics arrived and rushed Jeff to the hospital. After 9 days in intensive care, he returned home to Telford, Shropshire, UK, very grateful to be alive thanks to his incredible, quick-thinking, caring bird companion, Charlie. He also realized that it was his diet and being overweight that caused the heart attack, and has since changed to a healthy veg diet, which has helped him lose weight. He now considers Charlie his parrot medic. For his wise, loving actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai praised and honored Charlie with the Shining World Hero Award in January 2008. In addition, she also gave $200 to purchase all kinds of nuts and gifts for the clever parrot. Gennady Kirkel loves his parrot companion, Kuzia, who follows him around like a companion dog. One morning around 4 a.m., the smart and protective bird started to screech. In fact, Kuzia was so loud that it woke Gennady and also scared off some potential burglars, who immediately ran out of the house. Even though the thieves got Gennady's wallet by reaching through the window, Kuzia made sure that they did not get anything else. Mr. Kirkle is most grateful for this fantastic friend for guarding him and their home in London, UK. Jack is an energetic maverick parrot who lives in Caroline and Andrew Hobday's shop. He is meticulously protective of his other bird friends there. One evening, after the shop was closed, a band of robbers came in to steal some of the animals. After destroying the burglar alarm, they saw Jack on his perch and wanted to take this beautiful prize bird. When they opened his cage, Jack began to peck and scratch them in defense. He did such a great job of scaring them off that the burglars quickly made a run for it, leaving behind a trail of their blood and Jack's feathers all the way to the back door where they escaped. The following day, when Caroline and Andrew arrived, Jack was on top of his cage, squawking as best he could. It was quite evident that he had chased off the thieves and then spent the night overlooking all the other animals. You can imagine the pride that Caroline and Andrew have for their heroic bird who saved and protected the animals. For his noble valiance and vigilance, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Jack with the Shining World Hero Award. Autistic children do not learn very well from experience. Often, each event is a completely new occurrence to the child, even if the exact same thing happened yesterday. Therefore, consistency in everything the parents or teachers do and say is vital in the education of an autistic child. A 4-year-old boy from Blackburn, United Kingdom, is lucky to have an amazing teacher to show him how to speak. This teacher is a gold macaw. 4-year-old Dylan Hargreaves suffers severe learning difficulties and had never spoken a single word. But after listening to Barney the macaw, he can now say night-night, dad, mom, ta, hello, and bye. Dylan's mom Michelle shares,
Barney has changed our lives. Before he arrived, Dylan would try to speak, but the sound came out as a noise. Then we got Barney, and a few months later Dylan began to talk. It was only the odd word, but I could clearly understand what he said. Every time I gave the bird something to say, Dylan started trying to say the same thing. I think it's because the bird says things slower than me, which helps Dylan understand. Now when I put him to bed, he says, night-night, Mom. It means the world to me.
Dylan's mom credits his progress to Barney because the boy loves his animal companion so much. The enjoyment the macaw brings attracts the child and keeps his attention, and the bird's slow repetition of words has greatly helped the boy's learning process. What a smart and beautiful being God has placed in the world to accompany and even teach us. Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself a devoted animal lover with 24 adopted birds of her own. In a gathering with our association members in Florida, USA, on June 6, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the unconditional love of animals and their heroic hearts.
They're so loving, so kind, so faithful. They die for you. They lay down their life for you. Whenever danger comes, their guardian instinct will come, and they will die for you. Any time, no regret. Very loyal, very loyal. My God. So beautiful being. In the Bible, you remember God say that I make animal to help you, as your helper, as your friend, remember? That's why we should never eat them, nor mistreat them. Because that's God's intention, to make animal to help us. They love you eternally.
We are most grateful that heaven has blessed us with these beautiful, indispensable, heroic birds who would willingly lay down their lives so that we may have peace and harmony in our world. We have enjoyed sharing our time with you today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with the loving intelligence and fidelity that our beautiful bird friends bestow upon us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.